Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Election campaigning has gained momentum for the first phase in Bihar for the assembly elections. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and senior BJP leaders are canvassing in support of the NDA candidates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually engage in dialogue with workers of BJP NDA this evening under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program. In a social media post, Mr. Modi underlined that the BJP NDA workers are steadfast in the field with unprecedented energy and dedication to ensure the victory of BJP NDA in the Bihar Assembly elections. He said that their participation at every level of the organization, from public outreach to dialogue, is NDA's greatest strength. The Mahagathbandhan in Bihar Assembly polls, or the Grand Alliance, has declared Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Tejasvi Prasad Yadav as its chief ministerial candidate for the Assembly elections 2025. Congress election observer and former Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot announced this today at a joint press conference held in Patna. Mr. Gehlot also announced that if the Mahagathbandhan forms the government, the chief of the Vikasshil Insan Party, Mukesh Sahani, will be appointed as the deputy chief minister. Speaking on the occasion, Tejasvi Prasad Yadav expressed gratitude to the alliance leaders for declaring him as the chief ministerial face. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad has termed the Mahagathbandhan as a very weak coalition. Talking to media in Patna, he said that Tejasvi Yadav should inform the public about the corruption cases against him. Mr. Prasad alleged that Tejasvi Prasad Yadav should explain to the public the details of the corruption cases involving his father, mother and other associates. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed that equal opportunities for every section of the society, especially for the weakest and the marginalized section, is required to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat. She was addressing the gathering after unveiling the bust of former President K.R. Narayanan at Raj Bhavan in Kerala today. Highlighting the contribution made by former President K.R. Narayanan, the President said that he left behind a legacy of integrity, compassion and high democratic spirit.
As our nation moved ahead to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat, it is essential to ensure that all citizens, especially the weakest and most marginalized, get equal opportunities to realize their dreams. Sri K.R. Narayanan has left behind a rich legacy of morality, integrity, compassion, and democratic spirit. As we remember him today, let us draw inspiration from his life, which was dedicated to nation building, to create a more inclusive, just, and compassionate India.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually attend the 22nd ASEAN-India Summit on the 26th of this month at the invitation of Prime Minister of Malaysia, Anwar Ibrahim. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he congratulated his Malaysian counterpart, Anwar Ibrahim, on Malaysia assuming the ASEAN chairmanship. The Prime Minister also conveyed his wishes for the success of the upcoming summit and reaffirmed his commitment to further deepening of the ASEAN-India Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. To ensure passenger convenience, Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav today reviewed the status of special trains running during the festive season from the War Room at Rail Bhavan in New Delhi. He interacted with officials and took stock of the railway's preparations ahead of Chhath Puja. The War Room has been set up to monitor and manage the festival rush at railway stations. Mr. Vaishnav said, the arrangements include three levels of war rooms across the country, one at the division level, one at the zonal level, and one at the railway board level. In addition to the regular train services, 1,500 special trains will be run during the next 4 days with an average of 300 specials per day. An IMD has issued orange-colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka. It also forecast heavy rainfall over Andaman and Nicobar Islands and most of South India. And in men's cricket, Australia defeated India by 2 wickets in the second ODI of the three-match series at Adelaide. Chasing the target of 265, Australia scored 265 runs for 8 wickets in 46.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.